Kat, have you got anything in front of you?
Yeah, I've got a personal question, actually. I drive a car and I'm perfectly happy with the idea of driving around with a big tank of petrol underneath me. But for some reason, I'm slightly nervous about the idea of driving around with a big tank of hydrogen. For some reason, I just feel it could just explode. How safe are hydrogen-driven, say, cars or fuel cells compared to combustion engines?
Well, this is obviously a very often asked question. Most people conclude, and especially when the people who've looked at it really thoroughly conclude, that it's about the same, if anything, possibly a little bit safer with the hydrogen. Now, as we know, hydrogen is easier to ignite than petrol. But the thing is, if you have a hydrogen leak, then the hydrogen diffuses away so quickly that the hazard is very temporary. Conversely, if you have a leak of petrol, it's just going to sit there until someone cleans it up. And so, and when it sets on fire, you have a kind of a fire blanket that covers everything and engulfs the car. And if you look up on the internet, look up Michael Swain, there's a really nice comparison of a car on fire, a normal petrol car on fire, and a hydrogen car on fire. And you can see that by the time the hydrogen has burned away, the car looks very much the same. Whereas, as we've all seen on action films, a burning, or even in the street, depending on where you live, a burning normal car is very much not a car at the end of it.
Fascinating. I live in Hackney, so yeah, burning cars. Anyway, thanks very much for that. That's Mark Redwood from the University of Birmingham.